Okay, we're on the top of your Teshuvah base. V'hatanya, the Gemara is bringing a raya to what it said before. Rashi says, V'hatanya shiyasu, there's a proof to the halacha we said right before this. Hakover es meso shloshi yom yikodim l'rego. A person who buries a korev 3 days before Yontif, batla himenu gzeri shiva, then the shiva is batla, since he had 3 days, we don't pass him like this, but see you tomorrow, the next day, what's it called? So the shiva is batla, as long as you had 3 days of shiva. Shimon yomim kolim rego, but mashma the shloshim is not batla, because you didn't start shloshim at all. If you had 8 days before, you had 1 day of shloshim before the rego, then batla himenu gzeri shloshim. And then the shloshim is bottled, with one condition. Megaleach erev haregel. Since the shloshim is bottled, you're supposed to take a haircut before Yontif. Logi leach erev haregel, but if you didn't take a haircut, then they gave you a knas, and also legaleach achar haregel, and you can't take a haircut for 30 days after Yontif. Rashi? No, Rashi. Okay. Abishol omer, mutu legaleach achar haregel. Abishol, well, you could take a haircut after the rego, even if you didn't take one before. Shekashem shemitzvah shloshim avatelas gzeri shiva, kach mitzvah shivam avatelas gzeri shloshim. Just like the 3 days on avatel the shiva completely, so too, if you had 7 days before, it's mavatel the whole shloshim. So Mara says, shiva vanan shimon etzanat. You need more than 7 days before yantif. You need to start 1 day of the shloshim. You need 8 days. Mara says, Kesov Rabbi Shaul, Mixa Sayom Kekula. We had this before. Rabbi Shaul holds that the seventh day counts. It's the Shiva finishes right away in the beginning of the day, and the Shloshim starts right after that. So the seventh day counts as the last day of Shiva and the beginning of Shloshim. So Machlokas Rishonim, what that means. Some say it just means that the halachas of Shiva end in the beginning of the day, and the halachas of Shloshim start before, but the days of Shloshim don't start till the next day. In other words, it doesn't count as 2 days, 7 and 8. It counts just as 7. The next day is the 8th day, but the halachas of Shloshim begin on the end of the 7th day. That's Shat Olu Lekan Lekan. Other Rishonim hold no, that it actually is the 8th day. The 7th day is split into two, and has the din of the 7th day and the 8th day, and the next day is the 9th day. So really, the Shloshim is over on the 29th day, not on the 30th day. So the Machlokas Rishonim. And the Lamaisa Lalach, we paskin that you need 30 days. It counts only Lagavi the Avelis, the Horaya. And one of the Nafkaminas is a person who finishes his Shiva, let's say on Thursday. So he can't get an Aliyah the whole day. It's still a day of Shiva. It's just that the Alachas of Avelis go away from him. But it's still considered the day of Shiva. For all the practical purposes, it's not the 8th day, it's the 7th day. Okay. Omar Rav Chisda, V'yom HaShivon Shvi, Olo L'kan L'kan. According to Rabbi Shaul, the 7th day counts as the last day of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim. Let's see, Rashi. Shikshem Shikzer Shloshim V'atel HaShiva, T'chikover Meso Shloshi Yom Lefnei HaRego, Eino Yoshiv Lach HaRego Klum. Just like if you have 3 days of Avelis before the Rego, it's mevatel the shiva completely, and you don't make up anything afterwards, bottle completely. Kach zeirah shiva mevatel zeirah shloshim. Chikover meso shiva yomim kodem haregel. If you buried somebody 7 days before the regel, we already started the shloshim according to Abishol, because the seventh day counts already as the beginning of shloshim. And bottle imenu zeirah shloshim. The shloshim is bottle completely. Tafilu logi leach erev haregel, megaleach achar haregel. Therefore, there's no knas. Even if you didn't take a haircut before, there's no inyan of shloshim at all. It's gone. And therefore, there's no reason why you can't take a haircut after yontif. The yom shiva ola lekan lekan, the chashiv nami shmini, is considered also like the 8th day. No raya from Rashi that's mamish the 8th day. It's like the 8th day legabi shloshim. Omer avchizda, omer ravina, bar shila, halacha kabashol. The halacha is like rabashol, that the 7th day counts already as the beginning of Shloshim, and if you had 7 days before Yontif, the whole Shloshim is bottled. Umodim chachom labashol, kishachol shmini shalo lios b'shabas, erev haregel. We had this before. The chachomim remolde that if the 8th day fell on Shabbos, which is erev haregel, erev Yontif was Shabbos, So you couldn't take a haircut on Erev Yontif, right? Then they also hold Shemutu Legalech Erev Shabbos, that you could take a haircut on Friday, which is only the seventh day, even though normally they hold the whole seventh day is still Aser Mitzad, what's it called, the Shiva. But in this situation, where the eighth day you can't take a haircut and it's Erev Yontif, you could take it ready on the seventh day. Versus Kaman Azla Hoda Omer of Amram Omer Rav, Ovel, Kivan Sha'omdu Menachem Etzla Mutter Berechitza, that at Ovel on the seventh day, once the Menachemim left the house, that his Avelis is over. Right? He's allowed to go wash. Kaman Kabashol, that's like Abashol, who held at Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo, and the Shiva is over right away early in the morning, as soon as the Menachemim go away. And really, there's a few different shittas in Rishonim. Some hold that really the Shiva is over the beginning of the night before. And the only reason it says Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo is because it's the way usually it is. But Enechanami, right away, when the night comes in, the night of the seventh, the Avelis is over. Others hold that it has to be a little bit of the daytime. Right? Not night. Night doesn't come Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo. And others hold you need Mamish Menachemim. That if there's no Menachemim, for instance, on Shabbos or whatever, then the Avelis isn't over till the whole day. It's only when there are Menachemim and part of the day that the Shiva's over. And we paskin that as soon as the day comes in, if there's no Menachemim, we wait till the Menachemim leave. But if there's no Menachemim, then as soon as a little bit of the day comes in, the Shiva's over. Omer Abaya, Halacha Kabashol B'Yom Shiva, U'Modim Chachomim L'Abashol B'Yom Shloshim. The halacha is like Abashol, that the seventh day counts l'kan l'kan. It's the Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo. And the Rabbanan agree to Abashol that Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo by Shloshim. Shloshim is also over the beginning of the 30th day. And there even the Rabbanan agree that you say Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo. They don't say it by Shiva, but they say it by Shloshim. Rava Omer halacha k'Abashol b'yom Shloshim. Rava said, no, the halacha is like Abashol by Shloshim. And the Rabbanan argue by Shloshim. The ain halacha k'Abashol b'yom Shiva. And the halacha is not like Abashol when it comes to Shiva, and you need the whole day. V'nardoi amrei halacha k'Abashol b'zu b'zu. And Nardoi say the halacha is like Abashol, both by Shloshim and Shiva, that mixes Hayom Kekulo. That the Shloshim is over at the beginning of the day, and the Shiva is over at the beginning of the day. The Omer Shmuel halacha k'divrei amekel be'evel. That Shmuel said, Shmuel's Nardoi, that the halacha is always like the mekel by evel. And Manela, the biggest kula, Abashol, is both Shloshim and Shiva. This halacha ke divrei hamekel be'evil, some Rishonim hold that only applies to machlokas tanoi. It's only what we say. We don't even say it to machlokas amoroyim. Others hold that it applies to both machlokas tanoim and amoroyim, but doesn't apply that if you have a machlokas aposkim, right, that we always go after the mekel be'evil, and some poskim hold that this is a klal for everything. Whenever there's a machlokas be'avelis, the halacha is like the mekel. Okay, the ma'aseh doesn't, the halacha-wise, it doesn't apply all over. It applies specifically where the Gemara says it, and it doesn't apply to every machlokas ha-poskim, that we always go by the mekel when it comes to avelis. Shloshim Yom and all. And how do you know this idea of Shloshim Yom? Later on, the Gemara's going to learn where we know Shiva is an Indian. It's only on Asmachta because Shloshim is only Durabon. It's on Asmachta. How do we have a remez to the idea of Shloshim Yom Avelus? Yolik Tera Tera Minoza. Siv Hocher Oshechem Al Kifru says by Mises Nodav Aviyu that you should not let your hair grow. Mashma, other Avelim should let their hair grow. So that's what we're nohig for Shloshim. Ksiv Hosum Gadil Tera Sarosha. By a Nozer says he has to let his hair grow. Right? Malahal and Shloshim. By a Nozer, the minimum Nazirus is 30 days. Afkan Shloshim. So too, when it says you shouldn't let your hair grow, meaning other Avelim should let their hair grow, means for 30 days. The Hosum and all, how do you know a Nozer is 30 days? Rav Masna Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Person made a neder to be a Nozer. He didn't specify how many days. Stam the zeros is 30 days. My timer, where do we know that? Omar Krah, Kadosh Yiyya. Yiyya, the Gematria Talton Havi. Kadosh Yiyya, Gadel Pera Sarosho. And the Yiyya in Gematria is 30. Rashi. Kivin shom du menachem me'etzlo, haynu b'yom zayin, in the beginning of the morning of the seventh day, the menachem, go, right away you can wash. Kaman ka b'shol, d'omer ola l'kan l'kan, b'shol said that the seventh day counts as the end of Shiva and the beginning of Shloshim. The choshev nami shmini, the mevatel nem gzera Shloshim. It's considered shmini insofar that it's mevatel gzera Shloshim if it happened before the regel. Umoldim, Hein labashol, b'yom shloshim l'kfuras meso, d'muta l'galeach, d'lo bo'in shloshim shleimim, d'amrina mitzah yom kekulo. Even the Rabbanan agree that by shloshim, which is more kal than shiva, you do say mitzah yom kekulo, even though they hold by shiva not. Minol in shloshim yom also b'giluach, how do you know that shloshim, you're not allowed to take a haircut? And again, that's only in a smach, only in a remez, because mikra din, min a Torah, it's mutter. Roshechem al tifru, hashar aveilim chayovim mashma. Other aveilim should not cut their hair. Okay. Omer Afunda, what?
I learned from Aaron.
What?
Aaron 30 yom.
Again.
By Aaron when he died.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the bechia. That has nothing to do with aveilis. They weren't masabel. They weren't his grovin. They just made a hesped for him, right? That's nothing to do with aveilis. Omer of Huna Bereger of Yeshua, Hakol Moldim Shechol Shlishi Shalolios Erev Haregel, Shaosu Berechitzav Erev. Everybody agrees that you don't say Nixus Hayom Kekulo by the 3 days before. Because you need 3 full days to be Mavatal the Shiva with a regel. And you can't wash till the night. That's only washing, though. Shalom explained that other halachas of Adelis that you can't do, you won't be able to do, you can take a haircut, even on the 3rd day before the regel. Since the regel is in Mavatel l'Shiva, so you're allowed to take a haircut, well not really a haircut, but that's just a loss because of Shloshim. Whatever you're allowed to do, you're allowed to do. Except washing, you could wash on Yontif. Right? That's what Rashi can explain. Omer Nechemya, Bered of Yeshua, Ashkechesinu l'Rapa,